Monday, January 9th adds up to a 17 universal date, and 17 is what I call the immortality number. So this is a very powerful day of leadership, abundance, manifestation, bringing things to a culmination and to a head, meaning completing a project, and also being very heart-centered in terms of how you implement. So the empowerment you feel is coming from your heart in a big way. So that means you're leading with compassion, you're leading with love. Now, on this beautiful day, Venus trines Mars, and so we have the beautiful divine feminine merged with the sacred masculine, and it brings a strong desire for love, for affection. You feel very passionate. You have a strong sense of wanting to be in a partnership or just feeling very deeply connected to others. Now, if you're entering a new relationship or dating around this time, it's really a wonderful time to have a date night. Certainly resolving any personal issues with anyone is favored as well. And creatively, you're going to be very engaged, very much on fire. So the combination of the 9 and 17 code, 17 reduced to 8, and the Venus trine Mars makes for a very exciting Monday. On Tuesday the 10th, we have the instant manifestation number merged with the number 9. And remember that we're in an 8 universal month in January. So this sets up a powerful code, the 8910 code or 891 code. Either way, it's a code of shift and a code of leadership, because these are the three leadership numbers, 8, 9, and 1. So we continue the amazing energy that came to a head on Monday and is now coming to fruition through manifestation on Tuesday. So you have a lot of confidence. You are experiencing some kind of shift. You are very open to change. You can manifest and see instant results. You can implement your new vision, and you can really do everything with compassion. The whole date adds up to 9. So it's just a wonderful code of unconditional love. The seeds you sow today will leave a long-term impact. Now on this day, the moon is 150 degrees from Jupiter. That's called a quincunx or in conjunct. And what that means is it causes a little bit of tension, but because Jupiter is a benefic planet, the tension is a call to action. And in this case, the call to action is about generosity, joy, abundance, expansion, justice, and wisdom. So you can literally expand in all ways possible. You're being called to do that. Make sure you create boundaries to protect yourself emotionally, because everything you do with the moon and Jupiter is going to be big. And so you want to communicate your heart and soul. You want to really be engaged with gratitude and generosity in terms of the way you spend your time, the way you infuse your day with energy. On the 11th of January, 1/11/2023, this is a very special day in the month because it actually adds up to 10. It's a 10 universal date on 1/11. Those are all ones. And that means the 11 portal is opening up to manifesting inspirational new beginnings. And inspirational because of the 11. The 11 is the psychic number, the number of being in the eternal present moment now. And there's tremendous innovation in this code. So you want to immerse yourself in invention, in inspiration, in your imagination. You want to step through that 11 gateway into leadership and integrity. And notice how much leadership energy is part of this week. The second week of January is infused with it. So you want to uplift. You want to teach. You want to do everything with dignity. Bring the practical and spiritual into harmony. Basically, this code is showing you that you are a creator. just like the Creator. So you are designed to manifest miracles, and today you'll know the extent of your God-given gifts. And to help with that theme, today in the heavens, the moon trines Uranus, and that means you're very inspired, certainly open to surprises and emotional breakthroughs. You want to act on your instinct. You want to be open to the unusual. This is a fabulous day to attract abundance, manifest financial flow. Your imagination really flows. I mean, basically, your inner genius is expressing itself. And that means you may have some unusual insights, unusual experiences. You certainly yearn for emotional freedom. And heart-centered breakthroughs are greatly favored. So let your genius express itself. And on Thursday, the 12th of January, well, this is a special day because Mars stations direct today after being retrograde for 2.5 months. Now, this date, 1/12/2023, adds up to 11. So the 11 portal opens up to the number 12, 12 being the number of the eternal student, to learn, to take time to create, to dive into a subject and enhance your knowledge and wisdom. And learning in relaxation will bring you energetically into balance. So it's not learning because the pressure is on, but learning because you feel inspired to do so. And then you integrate the material much more deeply and in a lasting way. Communication from the heart is heightened today, especially one-on-one connections. Mediation and diplomacy are facilitated through humor, imagination, and intense listening. Create, play, rest, rejuvenate. Connect and enjoy this beautiful day. So Mars direct in Gemini, that's so amazing. This is long awaited. This is when communication between you and others slowly begins to quicken and move forward with clarity. And if you have been frustrated about any matter in your life in the last 2.5 months, it really gets cleared up emotionally at this time. And energetically, you begin to feel a lightness while internally you feel passionate about acting on your intentions, because now that Mars is stationing direct and over the next days and weeks moves faster, your intentions are going to really take off and manifest, which is wonderful news. Then on Friday the 13th, yes, we have a Friday the 13th in the first month, we have a 12 universal date. So 13 is the number of the divine feminine. We have 13 weeks in a season, 13 lunations in a year, 13 cycles of Venus. And so there's a wonderful connection to everything that is feminine and that resonates to that very, very creative genius energy. And then the number 12 is about the student. So it means self-growth, which means you are very open to embrace shifts and changes. 13 resonates to the four seasons, so it is about constant change, life, death, rebirth, the natural cycles of life. And so you want to be both methodical and organized and flexible and happy to learn. The foundations you lay today are rooted in joy and research. Your inner genius is awake and ready to create. And on this beautiful 13th, of January, we have the Sun sextile Neptune. Neptune is a very feminine planet, and the Sun is very much about the light. So you feel extra sensitive and intuitive. You have great empathy. You're ready to open up to others, share your sweet nature. Your intuition is greatly enhanced. Your dreams are more vivid and revealing. And this also enhances romance, creativity, your imagination, beautiful music. So with the Divine Feminine number 13 and the Sun sextile Neptune, this is really a day of reception, being very open to receive. And remember, it is the Friday, and Friday is connected to Venus. So this is really a remarkable day of creation and everything to do with nurturing and receiving. On Saturday, the 14th, we have a code of communication. 14 is the media number, and the Divine Feminine code. So this is really very open-ended energy. There's a lot of surprises that could be in store today with these two numbers. So be adventurous and responsible. Connect to your intentions in a very deep way. That way, when you receive an intuitive download or surprising feedback, you'll be ready to course correct when necessary. So it's an exciting day of productive changes. Now, Venus squares Uranus today, which also accentuates the element of surprise. And since Uranus is in Taurus and Venus rules Taurus, there is a very deep connection here between the planet of love and beauty and values and the planet of incredible breakthroughs and surprises. So this is really highly creative energy. Your ingenuity is wanting to be expressed in some way. Your originality, which comes from Uranus, can be tapped into in remarkable ways. You crave freedom, you crave excitement in your relationships. Definitely guard against drama. Instead, act on this dynamic energy and use it to channel a pleasurable, creative project. Anything that feels creative and fun to you. So be open to experimentation, be spontaneous, don't resist change, and be careful about purchasing items impulsively. On Sunday the 15th, we have a 14 universal date. Again, that is the communication and media number, and 15 is the spiritual alchemist and uplift others through joy. It's very much about abundance and magic. So you have this wonderful opportunity to not only nurture yourself through love and joy, but to establish a magical environment around you. You have the spirit to pursue excellence. This is a wonderful date night. It's wonderful just to wake up and feel absolutely connected, and you feel those rewards in your life as well. So love and abundance are really enhanced today. The moon is quincunx to Mars. That's also very sensual energy. It puts a strong emotional focus in your life and a sense of direction. You want to guard against emotional aggression, any impatience. This is highly creative energy, so we have a string of very creative days here. You may feel a little impulsive, so be extra patient. You definitely are more conscious of your goals. Guard against aggression or rashness, and definitely act on your feelings. On the 16th of January, which is a Monday, we have a 15 universal date. So 15 is the spiritual alchemist, uplifting others through joy, love, and magic. So you have great powers of concentration with the number 16. You have also access to the inspiring and empowering 678 code. 16th of January is a 7, the 15 reduced to 6, that's a universal date, and January is an 8 universal month. So there you go, 678. And that gives self-awareness, nurturing, leadership. It gives a sense of awakening, empowerment, confidence. So it's a wonderful day to listen, to nurture yourself, to receive inspirational ideas, and to manifest them. The moon squares Venus today, and that basically means you need to guard against being overly impressionable or naive. Feelings of love and abundance fill your heart. You have a stronger than usual desire for affection. You may want to socialize, preferably in a beautiful environment, Watch your mood because it may fluctuate a bit, and be sure to eat healthily and not overindulge in food or drink. The same goes for gossip. You want to abstain, and that goes without saying. You crave the little pleasures in life to create beautiful harmony today.